Good morning and welcome to a Monday Food for Thought program. Betty Severson is our guest this morning as we bring you the monthly MCCL update here on Food for Thought. And well, Betty, first of all, good morning. Thanks for braving the elements and a belated happy Easter.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. Well, we've just celebrated Easter. Do you see any relationship between Easter and the pro-life movement?
I sure do. In fact, that's part of the reason I'm glad to talk with you just after Easter, or Resurrection Sunday, as some people are now calling it. When Jesus was a Jew, was killed by the enemy Romans on the day before the Passover began, it looked to most, including many of his followers, that death had won. The person they loved and admired was dead, and with that, their hope of a release from their bondage by the Romans to a whole new life of freedom. That Saturday was perhaps the saddest of their lives, as the reality of his death sank in and the shame that so many of his closest friends had abandoned him. But, and that's the pivotal word, Sunday came, and with it the resurrection from the dead. Hope was restored, not that they would be freed from the Romans, but that their sins and those of the whole world could be forgiven and people could have eternal life. God is pro-life, evidenced by Jesus' resurrection from the dead to live forever.
Now, does the local chapter of Minnesota Citizens Concern for Life have any plans for the summertime?
Yes, we've been talking about having a booth at the county fair, and that's been going on for many years, I guess, and a float in the 4th of July parade. A large banner with a pro-life message along Highway 2 is also in the works. These sound like relatively simple projects, but a fair bit of planning, and of course, everything has a price, so there's always the consideration of cost effectiveness.
Well, speaking of costs, where do the funds for the local chapter activities come from?
Well, although we're part of the state MCCL and National Right to Life, we get no funds from them. Our funding comes from individual and church contributions. Some folks give in memory of someone who has passed away, or to honor a living person with birthday, anniversary, Mother's or Father's Days, or even weddings, I suppose. Our treasurer notes those gifts in the monthly financial report and the periodic newsletter.
Okay, so you have officers at the local level. Who are the local officers?
Well, Mike Brouse is the president, and Earl Rode, the vice president. Eileen Hegg is the secretary, and Linda Hand, the treasurer. So we have people from McIntosh and Fauston here.
Okay, and do you have a job in the group too?
Yes, I notify the radio station and the three newspapers of the upcoming monthly meetings. Recently, a couple new to our group suggested that we include a contact number with those notices, so we've begun to do that. And as you said in community calendar, this Thursday at 7 at Mount Carmel Church in McIntosh is our next meeting.
All right, sounds good. Anything else to add?
No, I think that pretty well covers it for now.
Okay, Betty Severson with our monthly MCCL update on Food for Thought this morning. Enjoy the rest of your day, Betty, and thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much. You too.
All right, that's going to do it for Food for Thought this morning. And thanks again to Betty Severson joining us with the monthly MCCL update. Tomorrow, Clearwater County Sheriff Darren Halverson will be joining us, and then Heather Dufault will have a county extension update on Wednesday, and other Food for Thoughts coming up later in the week, including a legislative update with State Representative Deb Keel on Friday. So that's what's coming up later in the week here on KKCQ and the Food for Thought program.